And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
We're happy to have with us in the studio today Matthew Chittister, who is the city manager for Half Moon Bay. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
Now, this interview is being recorded during the labor issues with Republic Services impacting the pickup of our garbage and trash. The things we're talking about may be irrelevant by the time this airs later on, and we certainly hope so.
That's the hope.
Yes, it is. The takeaway for me, Matthew, is that, you know, there are so many things we take for granted in this life, and the running of a city, when everything is running properly, we don't really think about whether it's water, sewer, garbage and trash pickup, until one of those things is not available anymore or is impacted in a certain way. And all of a sudden, then our lives radically change. And here we are in a situation where in a relatively short period of time, the bins have been filled up. They're very full. And here we are. One of the questions I have for you is, did you have any heads up this was coming, or was it a surprise?
Oh, absolute surprise. And I think it was a surprise for even the leadership over at Republic. You know, they showed up to work Tuesday morning and saw the picket lines and, you know, probably thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And I started hearing from my staff that there were picket lines on 92. And midday on Tuesday is when we find out that garbage is not being picked up.
On the way in this morning to the studio, I happened to see one of the public works trucks going down the street, and there was a couple of guys in the truck, and it was filled with the trash. So are you in the process of doing something on your end?
We're obviously taking any measures we can to ease the burden here. That crew you saw this morning, we're working with some of our staff, and we have to work with our non-union staff to do this, to empty the public trash cans downtown, because those are serviced by Republic on a daily basis. We would love to have a solution for residential garbage and the commercial dumpsters and those things, but that requires special training, special equipment. You can't lift one of those street carts to dump it into a truck. That takes special equipment. With the staff we have available, the management staff we have available, and that goes for Republic too. Anything they're able to do right now is utilizing their management staff. And luckily they have folks that started on the lines and have the training and certifications you need to operate some of that equipment. But that's spread over, I think, three cities in San Mateo County, Daly City, Half Moon Bay, and Colma. I don't think any other cities have Republic Services, but, you know, that's one leadership team trying to manage all the work for three cities. So we're trying to be understanding, but we're pressing them really, really hard to make sure our needs are serviced. And they're responding, which is great.
I know on Friday when I came in, I went up to the Higgins Canyon Road drop-off point, and even in the morning, that thing was completely filled up. Has that been emptied?
Yeah, once they're filled up, we give them a heads up. They do have staff monitoring them a little bit, but again, they're spread very thin. They do their best to get a driver down and do a swap, and that happened yesterday at Higgins Canyon Road. I will say that my understanding is the dumpster at the end of Bev Cunha Road down by the sand plant hasn't had a lot of use. Maybe it's just people know where the train depot is. So if you're looking for a place to get rid of your residential garbage, and I just want to remind folks, if you have commercial trash, if you're a contractor, please do not put those in the bins, because when they fill up, our residents don't have anywhere to put their garbage.
Now, have you heard anything at all from your contacts at Republic Services as to where we are in the scheme of things?
I don't think our local leadership from Republic Services is really being kept in the loop on the national level. You know, I don't think everybody understands exactly what's happening. There's big negotiation happening back east, and then there's a negotiation happening in the Central Valley. And those two unions are striking. It's all Teamsters, but those locals are striking. The one from the Central Valley sent people to Bay Area locations to picket those locations. And what happens is our workers are not on strike. They just won't cross those picket lines to go to work every day. And so our workers don't have any issues with Republic, as far as I know. They're just waiting for these other picket lines to end. And then they are itching to get back to work. That's my understanding.
The editor of the Half Moon Bay Review did an interesting article, and if I got it correctly, he said that basically our local is quite happy with their labor relationships with the outfit locally here for Republic Services. But as you say, they wouldn't have gone on strike by themselves.
I think they signed a new contract in the last 2 years that they're good with.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah. And but again, they honor their brothers when they throw out the picket lines. They're not going to cross them. So here we are.
Yeah.
So really, if that were to continue in that configuration, is it safe to say basically we're being held captive by 40 people out of Stockton that are in that local there?
This is the right of organized workers in our country to advocate for themselves, and we support that. Obviously, we have an obligation to take care of the health and safety of our community, and so we would love to see this issue resolved as soon as possible so that our local union can get back to work.
Now, they say hindsight is 2020, and so based on what you're experiencing, you being the city of Half Moon Bay, what are your takeaways? In other words, what can you do in the future should this ever happen again? Is there anything you can do?
You know, there's always things we can do differently, and we'll be working on some of those plans. Obviously, right now, our focus is just in the moment and what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. But there are things we'll look at. You know, we're not staffed. Our staff aren't trained, certified to operate their equipment. We actually have access to their equipment, but we have nobody to operate it. And we're still working on some different options, but kind of what you find is people that are trained and certified to operate that equipment are either out there doing it already for another company, or they're in a union and won't cross the line. So that's, I think that's the big challenge, right? So that's something we will look at. I think there are plans in place for something acutely happening with our local Republic where we could draw on resources from other Republic locations or other trash haulers. I don't think there was much contingency for a full-blown nationwide strike. And I'm finding that I talk with my colleagues in other cities, you know, as far north as Fairfield and down in the South Bay. And really everybody's in the same boat. There just aren't the right people out there to do this work, which I think is good leverage for those people that are on strike, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, I know that in the neighborhood that I live in, people were thoroughly confused because even on the day our pickup is traditionally on Fridays, people were putting out their bins as per usual and were surprised when nothing was happening. So I was amazed at the number of people that didn't even know there was a problem.
Yeah, that's been my observation as well. I think we do a good job of getting information out there, but clearly we don't penetrate deep enough into the community right now with our communications, and that's another thing we'll be working on. I will tell folks, if you're a Republic customer and really PG&E, any of the utilities that are out there that you depend on, make sure your contact information is up to date and it's something you have access to, because Republic's been pushing out messaging almost every day, maybe multiple times a day since Tuesday, as have we. And like you said, there's a lot of people that are being taken by surprise even, you know, almost a week into this.
Well, you're right. I mean, I've heard people, even in the community that I live in, people said, well, I got a message. And another neighbor would say, well, I never got that message. So it's kind of hit and miss and who's on the chain and who's not, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, this is certainly another learning experience for you and your staff, isn't it?
It is not something that we expected. But, you know, every challenge is an opportunity to learn and do better. And we're continuing to do that right now. And our hope is that we get through this pretty quickly. But we're going to continue looking for solutions because I know how impacted people are feeling right now.
Well, listen, we're here to help you in any way we can. We're your megaphone to the community. So if you have updates, please let us know so we can pass that information along.
Absolutely. We really appreciate the work that KHMB does here to communicate with the community. Thank you, Jim.
As mentioned earlier, this interview was recorded while negotiations were underway between Republic Services and striking trash collectors. If you are hearing this story after conditions have returned to normal, at least you will have insight as to what part the city played in helping to alleviate the problems associated with not having your trash picked up. For our listeners that live in El Granada, Moss Beach, and Monterra and are under contract with Recology of Pacifica for their trash pickup, well, count your blessings that they were not out on strike. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson.